Acquired Taste podcast. And how are the levels sounding? Because I'm just realizing now I didn't care to check that out beforehand.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay, I think we're all right. So yeah, we are three of your best friends. Yes, we've proclaimed ourselves as such.
Hi, best friends.
Hey, guys. And we basically just take some time every week to talk about things we all think about and we all do and not all of us talk about. So this is where we do said things. I'm here with Bethany.
Hi.
And Kathleen.
Hey, guys.
And what is our topic this week, ladies?
We actually got this topic suggestion from one of our listeners, Juan Vasquez. Shout out, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
And he is the father of a teenage girl. So he said, what would you tell your 15-year-old self if you could go back in time? And he also asked, what was your biggest problem in high school? But I think that those two things actually might intersect. So we're going to do, what would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Yeah. I really like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it too.
I'm sure all three of us have at least one thing we need to tell our younger selves.
Yeah,
or like sure. 25, you know.
Or like yesterday's self.
Right? Yesterday, Sam messed up, man.
Sam, you got a pretty thoughtful look on your face when we first said this. Do you have anything front of mind?
I do, but I had never tried to put it into words up until I was faced with coming, you know, thinking about it for this week's podcast. I think the most important thing that I would like to tell my younger self is that doing is just the only option. Doing something is the only choice you have, because sitting there and worrying about something or sitting there and procrastinating, which is still something. Hey, tax season just passed. I didn't get all that done in time. Like, not doing things really causes a huge issue for you. And it can ultimately lead to my least favorite word, which is regret. So I wish that I can go back and tell Sam, hey, changes in your friends, changes in your eating habits, changes in being more or less active or trying something new or maybe looking at other colleges, you know, of course, before I found the one I fell in love with, which is Rutgers.
Me and Kathleen. Ooh, Rutgers.
How you doing?
Hey, hey.
You know, there were just so many things I didn't do. And thankfully, I didn't have to live with the repercussions of most of that because my mother is and was the most insightful person, and she recognized when I was for want and wasn't doing and didn't take no for an answer. Like, I went to an acting conservatory because of her. I eliminated a couple bad people from my life from, like, her wise words. She'd just see me and she'd, you know, do that thing most parents try and do by tarping that giant hole in the ground before you fell into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really had to think about it because I made it past so many of those things I was just sitting and wanting for and thinking of, but it wasn't because of me, it was because of mom. So it would be cool, and I still do things like that if I could just realize, hey, get off your ass and just do whatever it is you're thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
It's a weird one, right? It's
kind
of broad, but
yeah. I like it, and I actually wrote it down. Doing is the only option. Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
Thanks, Mom.
Anyone who has ever changed the world or made a difference in someone's life didn't do it by just thinking about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's great.
That's good, Kathleen.
What about you, Kathleen? What would you tell yourself?
When I was 15, I took music class. I'm such a horrific musician. I mean, I have rhythm and stuff like that, and I can hold a tune, but I played the flute in high school, and I did it because there was a boy in the band who I was in love with. And I wish I could go back and tell myself, take art class instead. Because I'm a much better artist than I am a musician. And I did it because this guy I was so infatuated with played, I don't know what he played, the baritone or something. And I just, you know, I really missed my calling. I wish I would have gone to art school, and I think I would have discovered my passion for creating things much sooner in life had I not just taken band because there was this guy who ended up meaning nothing to me in the end.
Yeah. Right.
And who wouldn't even really give me the time of day. I was his nighttime girlfriend.
Oh.
He would drop his real girlfriend off and then come hang out with me.
You saucy. But you know what? I'm glad you didn't, because this brought up, now knowing you, this version of Kathleen, one of my favorite things about you. And it was only a few months ago when I asked you if you could do something. I think it was a workout something. You said, I can't. I'm going to class. I'm like, you're what?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm taking art classes now. And I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And probably so many people who think they've passed the you know, original budding opportunity to take lessons for something will just be content to, ah, nuts, I missed it. But not you.
No.
You're in it now.
Yeah.
Now you're doing it.
I'm taking art classes all the time, art classes for adults, and it's the most fun thing ever. I mean, I just spent a fortune on colored pencils the other day. You have no idea how much they cost, the high-end ones. I mean, really, a whole paycheck.
Totally worth it.
But that cerulean blue that I can color with now is just so vibrant.
I bet it shades like a dream, too.
It really does. It
yeah,
really, I just see her coloring like alone, going, "Oh, you bastard color."
I know.
Oh, yes.
What about you, Bethany?
I think I would have told 15-year-old Bethany that your body is strong too, because when I was in kindergarten, I went on my first diet. So that's like a 4-year-old girl, 5-year-old girl.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. And when I was in college, I was 200 pounds, and so. And I've been everywhere in between. And when I was in high school, especially, more middle school, actually, I was definitely chubby, probably really overweight. And so when I was in gym class, or when I would see girls like running track, those in my mind were the strong girls. Those girls had strong bodies. Those girls were athletic. And I was not. And I just sort of accepted that my body was not built the same way, would never do that thing, because I had sort of missed that boat. And it wasn't until just a couple years ago, when I started taking aerial classes and I got better and better, that I realized that maybe I started in that place of like, you're right, my body can't do this. I can't climb this fabric. But when I started to be able to climb the fabric, I realized my body works just the same way that everybody else's body works, from normal to athletic. My body has the muscles, my body has the bones. And so it's really easy to discount yourself and say that I am other, and that's your excuse for not doing something. And gosh, I mean, like now when I'm running, and I'll just like sprint as fast as I can for a half mile, and to know that fifth grade Bethany couldn't run a mile, but now Bethany can run a mile, and because my body is strong and I can do it. And I think that applies to everything. You know, if you don't think you're smart enough, you are actually. Because a lot of it isn't intelligence. It's how hard you work.
Right.
And that's, I think, an important lesson to learn as young as possible. My sister doesn't tell her daughters you're smart. She tells them you're a hard worker. Because they are smart. But she doesn't want them to get by on that and not work hard.
Right.
And I think that's a really important lesson.
I feel like I've matured in the last few minutes. That's amazing, listening to the two of you. And I think the most important thing right now is I'm realizing, as I'm hearing both of you talk about things that weren't you when you were younger, but now are the people I know you to be, is that it's never too late to learn from the 15-year-old version of ourselves.
Yeah.
These are all things we're working with now.
You know, I had this funny moment yesterday. I was running errands in Manhattan. I'm walking through Washington Square Park.
Oh, love
and
it.
I'm listening to my iTunes, and John Mayer's Your Body is a Wonderland comes on. And I just thought to myself, oh my God, 15/16-year-old Kathleen would be so jealous of you right now.
Yeah.
Because you're John Mayer is playing, and you're alone in the city, and you're independent, and you're, you know, financially stable, and you're employed. And I just was proud of myself at that moment.
Oh, guys.
I love that.
I hate that if I hug you guys, my headphones will become unplugged. But I'm going to meet you after this podcast for a serious hug. But one thing we wanted to do was, this is such an important topic, and we are... everyone's going through it. So we actually extended the invitation to invite you guys on to give us, you know, what you want to tell your 15-year-old selves.
Yeah.
So we have on the phone right now Monica, and she's calling from Fresno, California,
where it's warm.
Hi.
So I'm a little jealous. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Thank you.
So, Monica, yesterday on Twitter, we asked, what advice would you tell your 15-year-old self? And I loved your answer. Would you please share it with us?
Yes, and I'm actually going to go back to probably like my week before 15-year-old self.
We'll allow it.
So specific.
Who thought that it would be a good idea on her 15th birthday that was going to be the day that I lost my virginity.
Mm.
And yeah. Not a good idea. It kind of just, you know, paved my way for heartache and disappointment, and I definitely would have waited for sure.
What was it about the number 15 that made you make that decision? Or were you with somebody at the time and it was like a convenient time to lose your virginity?
You know, I thought I was in love. Of course, we all think we are at that age. And it just seemed, I don't know, maybe a little bit of pressure. And, you know, it just seemed like a good idea at the time.
So is it just that you don't treasure, so to speak, the memory, the thought of it?
Yeah, you know, you always think of your first time as being special and romantic and memorable. And at 15, it's not.
You know, I'm right there with you, Monica. And TVs and movies make it seem like it's going to be the most magical moment. And if we have a young listener listening right now, you know, it's okay for them to know that it doesn't have to be, you know, little mice, you know, that can speak to you and birds that are doing your hair. But it should feel right to you. And it should feel like a special person and a special connection. And this is something you should never, ever, ever rush into.
My daughter, she's only, you know, going on 7 years old, and it's like, I'm going to lock her up and throw away the key when she gets that age, you know?
She's got to go through
it's
mama
scary.
First.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this is also a good channel for people to think about to themselves. These experiences that you had when you were 15, do not be afraid to talk to your children about them, because chances are an adult in your life never spoke to you about this at such a young age.
For
you know,
sure.
Yeah, across the board. This is, you know, so many people can relate to this. Thank you so much for calling, Monica. This is a great point. Stay a virgin, everybody, until you're 30.
Lock it up. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we also have Eric. Eric, how's it going?
Hey, ladies. What's going on?
So what would you tell your 15-year-old self, Eric?
I would tell my 15-year-old self to be confident, to be yourself, because, you know, there's someone in the world that needs you to be who you are, and that's really what I would tell myself.
What is it about 15-year-old Eric that he was not confident about?
You know, now being 33 and gay and out, I think that it was really important that if at 15 I had been out, I would have been more confident in myself. I would have been more social. I never dated in high school or college because I wasn't confident in myself. I didn't know who I was. And now here I am at 33 feeling like I'm playing catch up with 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds who had all these experiences because they knew who they were and they were confident in themselves. Mm. So I'm cool with who I am, and I can do things by myself. I go to movies, restaurants by myself, vacation by myself all the time, but I missed out in creating that group of friends that I can just call and do something with because I was very shy and not confident in myself when I was younger.
And you know what? It's interesting that you're coming from that perspective as a gay man who didn't feel confident, but that experience I don't think is unique to being gay necessarily, because there are so many people, like, I didn't do a lot of things as a teenager because I was insecure about my weight. And so I also, in a way, Eric, feel like I'm playing catch up all the time. So I think that you're helping a lot of people who, whether or not they're gay, they feel held back by something.
Yeah, I mean, and I used to be overweight as well, so I had a lot of stuff going on, but, you know, I look back and I don't regret any of it, you know, because it's made me who I am today.
Exactly.
But there are times.
I love that, because we're pretty familiar with you, Eric, because you are active with the show and, you know, some of us on social media. So, you know, we're all too familiar and happy with the kind of person you are right now. I'm sorry, you know, what it took to get here, but hot damn, am I a fan of Eric today?
Yeah,
for sure. I agree 100%. I'm a total fan of you guys, and sorry for being a bit of a social media stalker, but it's really
don't
great.
Ever apologize for being our social media friend, Eric.
We love you, Eric.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is, at this point, I think you guys should just follow me back so I can just have and experience everything firsthand. I think it would be really good.
I think I might do that.
Oh, that's great. I love that. We'll make my day.
All right, darling. In that case, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
And take care. Have
so
a great
much.
Day, honey. Thank you.
All right, bye.
What a great call he was.
I love him.
Yeah, he's like experiencing something we've all basically experienced in very different, you know, versions and degrees of severity, but it's a very regular flow we all follow through, and it was really nice for him to share his specific version with us.
And, you know, something that we all go through is from 15 to, well, I'm 30 now. I've been a million different versions of myself since then. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of, we're always changing and figuring out who we are.
I'm always waiting to see what I can get away with.
Yeah.
Like, like in terms of outfits or, like, things I say, I'm like, will people let me get away with this? Oh, they will? Mm-hmm. Oh, Okay, well, let's try something else.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Put that down, Bethany. No, I'm kidding.
I will not.
I will not.
Okay, we also are talking to Laura from New Jersey. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, what's up? You're in our backyard.
I am.
Love it. So, Laura, what advice would you give your 15-year-old self if you were able to talk to her right now?
So, first I was thinking about this, and I was like, all right, well, definitely don't drink that drink. Don't sleep with that guy. Don't touch that thing. But at the same time, I'm thinking maybe you should do those things. Just do it. Live a little. YOLO sounds so stupid, but one day you're going to be 25 and married and a doctor like I am and be thinking, God, I really should have just done all those things and lived a little more. Maybe I should have flashed my when I didn't want to and made my parents a little upset with me, because in the grand scheme of things, it's not ruining your life. I mean, don't do the things that are going to ruin your life, but, you know?
That's really good advice, and now my mom can't listen because you're 25, married, and a doctor. So you're basically my mom's favorite daughter.
I also forgot to pay my rent this month, so I don't have it all together.
Laura, what I'm really taking from you is don't beat yourself up over the crazy / bad decisions you made when you were a teenager.
No, you're going to do stupid stuff, and it's not going to ruin your life. It's still going to end up where you are. And you know, live a little, because you get to look back one day and say, yeah, I had fun. I did those things. Have fun.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is it's less about don't do this, and it's more about let yourself have fun. Because everything you're talking about sounds like fun. Drinking that,
yeah,
and sleeping with that person and touching that thing.
That's how you get the experiences.
Yeah.
I love this. Laura, you're my new role model. I want to be like you when I'm 25.
Please,
oh, no, wait.
Don't.
Too late. Already 25.
Laura, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm an ear doctor.
Oh. You're perfect for our industry.
I am.
We're going to make you the official ear doctor for the podcast.
We're all losing our hearing.
That would be my dream job.
Well, thanks so much for neglecting your patients and calling in.
You have no idea what I just did.
All right, Laura, you can get back to being an adult.
Oh, God, okay.
Take care.
Bye. You. Bye.
I totally loved her. So, Kathleen, who is it we have on next?
We have our friend Jen from Twitter, and she's from Pittsburgh. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What's up, Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Hey, I'm fangirling for a second with you guys, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we posed on Twitter, what would you tell your 15-year-old self if you could go back in time? And I really loved your answer. I took note of it. Can you explain it a little bit further for us?
Of course, yes. I don't know why, but now that I'm like 28, I think back about what a bratty preteen I was. and I wasn't doing anything like, I wasn't like going out and drinking and doing drugs. I was so mean to my parents.
Oh.
And one thing I remember is they had this like teal Astrovan, and I was super embarrassed by it. So I would make them like drop me off 2 blocks from school so that I didn't have to be seen to, like, getting out of it.
You know, I think about this too a lot. I was awful to my mom when I was 14, 15, 16.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess it's sort of a rite of passage for, you know, every woman who becomes a mother to have a daughter who's a terrible
who's
brat to her.
Just like them.
Yes, exactly.
And I know one day, you know, things will come around in my world just as, you know, just
as
much.
I can't wait.
But, you know, I think we all kind of had those things that we're embarrassed about our parents, and we look back and we think, oh, how silly.
Mm-hmm. But you know
exactly,
what?
Exactly, because now you appreciate them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
More.
But also cut yourself a little bit of slack, Jen, because I think kids are so mean in school. And so it's understandable that you were trying to, you know, prevent any more bullying than I'm sure was already happening. And as a kid, all you're doing is just trying to survive. So
exactly. No, that's true.
You know, so
very
cut yourself a little bit of slack.
Yeah, my great aunt used to drive my dad to school, and she'll never let him forget that he would say 2 blocks away, Auntie, give me a kiss now because I might forget when we get to school. Because he didn't want to give her a kiss in front of all his friends. Like, it's something we all completely go through, and, you know, I'm sure we're going to get bit in the ass in all probability in some way, shape, or form later on.
You too, Will. I'm not having
Absolutely.
Kids. What up?
What's up, babysitter Bethany?
Oh, that's
Aunt
right.
Bethany.
No!
So with
you guys are awesome.
Oh, you're awesome. So with Mother's Day coming up, guys, this is a good thing to remember. Hug your moms. Call your moms if you're so lucky to have a mom or are you a strong woman figure in your life.
Yeah.
Because we gave them hell when we were young.
Yeah. We did, totally.
Yes.
Totally agree.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Jen,
for calling, Jen. Have a great
day. Thanks, girls. You do the same. Bye.
Bye, hon.
And actually, speaking of mom advice, we have Sabrina on the phone here, and she's also a New Jersey girl, and she has something else for us on mothers. Sabrina, what do you want to tell your 15-year-old self?
Hug your mom.
Hug your mom!
Hug your mom!
Yeah. It's so simple, and it's so important.
Why is that the thing you would tell yourself?
When I was at 15, I had no idea that I was going to have only 10 more years with my mom. Mm-hmm. And the last months of her life, she lost control over so much of her body that it would take a huge amount of effort just to, you know, even for her to move her arm and give a hug. Mm. And, you know, there's not one day that goes by that I don't think about my mom or wish that I could hug her again. And as a mom myself, I understand her decisions now more, and I think some of that understanding at 15 would have made our relationship better and we could have enjoyed our last years more. I say this to all the kids that I come in contact with. Hug your mom.
Yeah.
And say, thanks, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Oh, I love that. Thanks, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Yeah. Gee, I mean, it's so sad to know that you had to go through something like a pit feeling about it in the past. But this is definitely something I know is not an irregular problem, because if only we knew half of the things that are going to happen that have a time, yep, we would change the way we did everything. But this is such a simple thing to change in our daily routine now, just to let your mother, your father, your family, your loved ones know exactly what they mean to you.
Exactly.
And I think there's a second lesson that is in there that you sort of glossed over, but that is you never really fully know where somebody is coming from, so cut them some slack, because, you know, you said that now that you're a mom, you sort of understand the choices that your mom was making. And I think that we're really, really hard on people because we don't take the time to try to figure out where they're coming from. And so that's another thing that I think we should all be reminded of.
You know, it's funny how the people who are closest to us in our lives and the ones that we love the most, we just somehow always take them for granted. And I think it's just a part of being human.
Yeah. You're going to screw up. You're going to make mistakes, but you have to always just try your best and try to be the best person and use your strength to lift people up.
It might be one of my favorite things said on the podcast so far. Use your strength to lift people up.
And a thing to remember, too, is that a lot of times the people in our lives that we are the worst to, we're terrible to them because we trust them and we trust that they'll stay with us. And, you know, I'm really nice to my friends and I'm not always the nicest to my family. And that's because I know my family's not going to leave me. But it's good to remember that, you know, you love them. It's nice to be nice to them as well.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what? We're still surrounded by them. If you lost a family member or a person close to you and you're often thinking about how you wish, if you look around, I'm sure you're going to find, you know, a bunch more people that are right there in front of you that you still have that opportunity for.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You really have a great perspective on it, and I love that.
And happy Mother's
Day
to you.
Happy Mother's Day!
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. And actually, today I'm talking with you guys, and today is my birthday. So.
Girl, why didn't you mention that sooner?
Oh my god, I would have had sound effects ready, Sabrina. You gotta tell me these things.
Oh, you can add them in later, it's all fine.
You got it.
But yeah, no, this, aside from the hug I'm looking forward to from my little one, this is a great birthday present.
Aww, we love that.
Well, have a great day, Sabrina. Thank you for sharing your very poignant lesson with us.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
I think we have our very special friend on the line. Do you guys know who it is?
Oh, I do. It's like Christmas.
I kind of have a crush on this guy.
We all do. Hey, Fred.
Yo.
Yo, is this our favorite human being?
It might be your second favorite human being, but...
Oh, in that case, can you please go get Fred?
Good morning.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Yay. How are you?
Well, how you doing, darling?
I'm out doing the Lord's work, delivering mail.
Bless you.
Exactly. Listen, if those little old ladies don't get those coupons, it is first sign of the apocalypse.
Darlin, so we know you have a little piece of advice, and as we know, you know, you're a big you're a friend of ours personally, and we are a big fan of yours now, but I'm sure there's some advice you have for 15-year-old mailman Fred.
You know, I've been mulling it over all night, and I think that I don't have any serious advice for 15-year-old Fred, because I wouldn't want to adjust any of what happened after 15-year-old Fred.
I kind of love that.
You know,
you mean you love your version right now, and you are this current version because of every little good decision and bad decision that 15, 16, 17-year-old Fred made.
Exactly. If I give him some advice and then we end up not being friends, wouldn't that suck?
It hurts thinking about it.
What's the worst decision you made between the age of 15 and current Fred? Be honest.
Okay, to be honest, I was in a really crappy relationship between the ages of 21 and 23. And I was basically taking out all the anger and upset I had about my parents' divorce and quitting college and all that on someone else. We were really rotten to each other, and it was one of the longest relationships I'd had. So I think that would most definitely be my biggest regret.
But it still turned you into now.
Right. That's the thing. If I hadn't been so rotten, maybe I wouldn't be such a nice guy now. Maybe I'd be like medium rotten.
And also a mailman extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Listen, if you could see my legs right now, I'm just saying.
Ow, ow. You know, Fred, you're a friend of the show, and we know that you have a daughter. What would you... She's not 15 yet, right? She's like 11?
She's 14.
Stop it!
God.
Oh, my God.
Quick, you only have a matter of hours.
Yes. I bought myself another baseball bat, so somewhat prepared.
Coming from somebody who's already been 15, I'm talking about you. You've been 15. What would your 15-year-old self tell your daughter now at 14?
I think what I would tell my daughter now is that other people's lives are not her life. She doesn't have to adjust her life because it doesn't conform with other people's lives, or because it's distancing her from other people. I just want her to be her, and wherever that takes her, we'll be okay with that. But I see too many kids these days, and I deliver mail to a lot of kids who, you know, loneliness affects them incredibly, and they end up, you know, I've known them since they were 5, and I see them turn 15, and then at 22, suddenly they're not the same person. And it's a little sad sometimes. So I don't want her to be that kid that, you know, she's so affected by everyone else's life that it makes her stop being her.
I love that.
Fred, you just are a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. Fred, many blessings and excellent walking shoes.
Thanks. The knowledge comes with the beard. As soon as I shave it off, I'll go back to being dumb again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. For you guys who can't see, which is all of you guys, Fred has the most epic facial hair in the universe.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, tweet us, Acquired Podcast, a picture of your beard, and we will retweet it for everybody to see.
Okay. It's quite Moses-y, so...
The best beards are.
Fantastic.
Darlin, thanks so much for taking some time out and giving us a call.
My day does not suck now, and I appreciate that.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye. Be good.
Oh, Fred, I love him.
Fred, can we have him up? I will install a fourth microphone in this studio to have him on this with us.
When he comes to visit us from Ohio, he always brings us moose knuckles.
He does.
And not the kind in his pants, the kind you eat. I mean, I guess you could eat the ones in the pants.
It's funny, like when I first started at this job, the first listener that I was introduced to was Fred. And I didn't meet him until like 3 years later. But people on the show would just tell me, oh, Fred's amazing. We love him.
Yeah.
And I've only met him once, but he's just the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, really,
and he's funny. We love Fred.
Jeez, is anyone else kind of exhausted from learning so much?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
You know what? But I'm really taking out out of this podcast that the compilation of decisions that we make when we're younger, be they good or bad, are what truly shape you to be an adult as you are today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Practice forgiveness for others, but also for yourself. I feel like that's the most overlooked person as far as, you know, when you're going down your Christmas list of who to give forgiveness to.
I know that we're way over time, but I still want to go around and just see something that everybody learned this week. Are you open to it?
Sure.
Okay. Kathleen, you look all prepared.
I am prepared.
What are you prepared with? What'd you learn this week?
I learned this week that a little friendly competition gets me off of my ass because some former friends and classmates of mine from high school invited me into a series of Fitbit challenges.
Oh my goodness.
And I have been not watching TV. I mean, I dearly miss my shows, but I've been doing loops around the block to get my steps in. And you know what? Listen, a little, this is, I should, maybe should go on Survivor because I don't know what I'm capable of.
Yes,
until
yes, go on Survivor.
Competition is in front
go
of me.
Go on Survivor. I love that. Okay.
But anyway, I've been getting lots and lots of steps in. Very good for you. 10,000 a day.
Good for you, girl.
Thanks.
Beats my drinking challenge. No, I'm kidding.
How about you, Sam?
Well, clearly I love Survivor, so everyone just learned something new about Sam. But I learned, and this is like that token mom advice that you don't listen to, water's important. I had stopped paying attention to how much I'm drinking since we went on our trip last week to Hard Rock Punta Cana, and I see wrinkles under my eyes. And I know anyone could be like, oh, you're crazy, but you know your body. Mm-hmm. And relatively, I see that my eyes are so dehydrated. That's the only thing I can chalk it to. Or I've aged overnight, which is also a possibility, but I'm going to say I'm not drinking enough water.
Mm.
Drink enough water and you will plump that face. What about you, Bethany?
You know what? I wish I could give credit to the right person, but this is it's something that I saw on Twitter and it just stuck with me so much. And it's one of those, like, so many people retweeted it that it no longer has a source.
Yeah.
But somebody took a screenshot of a text they got from their dad. And so if you know where this came from, please tweet us at Acquired Podcast and I will give credit to it. But the text from this person's dad says, if someone wants to be with you or be a part of your life, they'll make it happen. Actions speak louder than words. And at some point, you'll just get tired of justifying their actions. You deserve love where you receive as much as you give. If someone isn't willing to work towards that kind of love, then it's okay to leave them. Remember that you're worth more than second thoughts and maybes.
I love that.
Oh. I love that because what I needed was just permission to say I deserve more than I think I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you, I don't know. I go back and forth and I try to like take it from their side of it. And am I being irrational? That screenshot of somebody's dad texting that gave me that permission to say, you know what? Even if they have a perfectly logical reason for the way they're behaving, I deserve what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I, so that's what I learned this week. It made me really, really happy. And again, I wish I could give credit to the person, but there it is.
A very smart dad out there.
Everyone, get everyone you know to listen to the podcast, and then eventually we'll find it. It's only logical.
If your dad texted you that, will you let us know?
I love that.
Well, thank you for tuning into this week's installment of An Acquired Taste, and thank you to everybody who reached out to us with their answers. And if you have something you would like to tell your 15-year-old self, let us know. We would love to hear it. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. And we also love to hear any ideas you have for topics. Let us know, and we will talk to you next week.